expenditure is allocated and monitored on a departmental basis, not a geographical basis. We've also published regional reports in relation to Project Ireland 2020-2040 in the three regional assembly areas, and we did that for all of the years between 2018 and 2020. Just to highlight a few of the projects that are underway in Donegal, the Ocean Innovation Centre Ireland, the N56 Dunglow to Glenties Road project, the number of residential care facilities that are being completed, upgraded or built, from the Letterkenny Community Nursing Unit to St Joseph's social housing projects delivering over 100,000 units in 2023.
All those projects are welcome and badly wanted as well, you know. But in relation to the update report on the Project Ireland 2040 annual report 2022, Donegal didn't receive a mention at all in terms of progress and how things are going. And I think that's worrying in terms of the delivery of these projects. And in the 2022 regional report, there was only three mentions in total of Donegal projects in relation to it. And then when you look through the actual report, the projects that are in there, while there is those projects that you mentioned, there's also then as well the Donegal Group B sewage schemes, wastewater treatment plants, which was actually completed in 2018. Other projects then as well that are in there, like the hospital flooding in Letterkenny, which actually happened in 2013. That's a worrying development, I think, and while those projects need to be developed, we need to make sure that the projects are actually relevant to the time and actually in operation at the time and not actually completed, that have been included in the project.